huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up, an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and I wanted to talk to you in this short video about confidence and what confidence is and isn't. Now, I mentor a lot of entrepreneurs, and I have been doing for more than 10 years, nearly 15, in fact. And this whole thing about confidence comes up a lot. Am I credible? Am I worthy? Can I do this? Have I got enough experience? Will people think I'm a fraud? Do I have imposter syndrome? Am I a fraud to myself? Do I have what it takes? Will I ever have what it takes? And this comes up a lot. And I've been trying to think over the years, what makes confidence? You know, what gives you the belief, the ability to go out there and pursue your dreams and deal with criticism and challenge? And when people judge you and troll you and ridicule you and stand against you and want to stamp out those dreams. And when you don't maybe always believe in yourself, and when you're going into an unknown niche or territory, there's all these things that we've got to try and figure out. Now, I don't think that confidence is a thing. And let me explain this. Generally speaking, people make labels and generalizations. Like they might say, for example, that you're either born confident or you're not. They may say that you're good at something or you're not. And you may say those things to yourself too. And I don't believe this is the case. People might say, I have imposter syndrome. I don't believe this is the case. I think that these identities that we place on ourselves are just our ways of making meaning of a very complicated world that's difficult to understand. But in reality, you are not an introvert or an extrovert. You are not confident or lacking in self-worth. I believe you're either certain or you're uncertain. That's what I believe. Now, if you are certain about something, you become it. And that certainty can be, you've got imposter syndrome, you can't do this. Because by the way, uncertainty is certainty of your uncertainty. Let's say that one again. Uncertainty is still certainty. It's just certainty of your uncertainty. Like if someone says, oh, I can't do this, I've got imposter syndrome, or, you know, whatever else. Well, the more certain they are of their imposter syndrome, the more that manifests and that becomes them. So we tend to label ourselves all these things, which in reality we're not. In reality, what happens is we feel it in the moment. Now, this is an important part. It's very important for you not to label what you think you are based on how you feel. I've had a pretty hard week. I've had probably some relatively unfair criticism about me, but not indirectly directed towards me. I've been questioned a few times. I've questioned myself. And there's things behind the scenes that make you question who you are. Now, I will often have that. Sometimes it's my personal life. Sometimes it's my business life. Sometimes it's my brand and marketing. Sometimes, you know, I can get rejected from a publishing deal or something like that. And what that does is it rocks your, or you allow it to, it rocks your certainty, your certainty. Now, just because it rocks your certainty today doesn't mean that that is now your reality. So I guess the first sort of action or thing I need to say to you that's that helps you move forward is that how you feel today and what happened today and the lacking in confidence and certainty you have today, remember that that doesn't have to be the same tomorrow. Also remember this, when you feel a lack of confidence, therefore certainty, in one area of your life, let's say your private life, that doesn't have to transmute across to your business life. And by the same token, if you're starting out in business and you haven't got a lot of confidence and certainty yet, that doesn't have to transmute across into your personal or private life. They are mutually exclusive. They are not the same thing. So what confidence isn't, you know, either lack of or certainty in, is holistically across all areas of your life. What it is it's a transient, momentary feeling in one specific area of your life that can change tomorrow. It can change into a different area of your life, and it can change from certain to uncertain to uncertain to certain. Now, sometimes an external event will happen. You know, if I get an email. I got an email last week from my publisher saying they've just done a deal for me in Japan. And then all of a sudden, I'm really certain about my ability to be an author and if my books are high in the rankings. But then if they're pretty low in the rankings, and like just yesterday, I thought, you know what, I'm not really that inspired by my new book. It's not really that good. That's just because I've really not experienced maybe I've just not really had any information or communication over it for a little while, but it was a transient feeling and it soon dissipated. So when people say, I'm an introvert, no, you're not. You're not an introvert in the thing that's most important to you in your life, in your highest area of value and certainty. Take someone who's an introvert on social media and doesn't like doing lives, but is, you know, a fifth degree, fifth Dan in black belt in martial arts, and then put them in a martial arts class and get them sparring or training a class, and all of a sudden they're going to become an extrovert. And you see people, don't you, on Britain's Got Talent, for example, shy, retiring, and then they come to life when they sing or they perform. Or on Britain's Got Talent, they do the same. Because in their area of highest value, in their area where they have certainty, they have confidence. So we have certainty, you have confidence. Where you have uncertainty, you don't have confidence. Therefore, confidence is nothing to do with confidence. It's transient. It's not a perennial. Confidence is everything to do with certainty.
Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now.
So your job then is to become certain, certain of who you are, certain of what you know, certain of what you've done. And by the way, if you're starting out in a business venture, You can't be certain about the results you've had in that business. That's just, you know, I don't believe in fake it till you make it. I don't actually think that's a good thing to do at all. I do believe in be it till you see it. You know, so try and have incantations and visualizations and try to become who you want to become, but don't fake it. You can't fake who you are. But in an area of new venture where you're trying to learn and you're not certain, you have to rely on the certainty of who you are. So I'll give you an example of something I'm quite certain about. And you know what? I've got many failings, weaknesses. So I'm just, you know, I suppose I'm giving you one strength, but I've got many weaknesses. So I am certain of my ability to learn a new vocation, a new enterprise, a new niche. Lots of people have said to me, I learn really quickly and I can go from startup to scale up in what they perceive to be quite quick time. And I really love learning. And sometimes I love becoming the student again because I love playing catch up on everybody else. So whilst I'll go into a new venture and I'm very uncertain about what I already know, and I will be humble and I will assume the student and not be cocky, I am certain of my ability to learn fast. And I'm actually certain of your ability to learn fast. I believe we all learn fast and retain information in things that are very important to us. Okay, so let me summarize and add a couple of bits and then I'll finish up. So confidence is not holistic. It comes and it goes and it ebbs and it flows. And it comes and goes in areas where you are confident generally. And it comes and goes in areas where you aren't confident generally. And it comes and goes and ebbs and flows between different areas of your life. No one is fully confident in every area of their life, their health, their wealth, their spirituality, you know, their happiness, their fulfillment, their hobbies, their family. No one is fully confident in all of those areas because no one has all of those areas mastered because it's physically impossible. So confidence is transient, which means if you've lost it, you can get it back. If you don't have it today, you can have it tomorrow. And what I believe confidence isn't is holistic and confidence in itself. I believe it's certainty. So to be more confident, you need to be more certain. I'll cover how in a minute. Now, I believe what certainty is awareness. So anything that you are not aware of is not real to you. It doesn't exist. Anything that you become aware of, you become clear about and certain about. So if you're thinking about how you're hurt and how you're lost and how you're struggling and how you can't do this, that is your awareness that becomes your reality. But that isn't a reality. It's just your awareness that creates the reality because without the awareness, there is no reality. So then if you become aware of your skills, your talents, your ability as a human being to learn fast, to add value, to care about people, to serve, to solve, to assume the humble student, if that becomes your awareness, then you become certain. And when you become certain, you become confident. So it actually has nothing to do with what you've already done. Now, the simple answer to get confidence and certainty is, I'll just go and get a load of experience in something. But you don't have 10 years experience until you have 10 years experience. And then when you've got 10 years experience, you don't have 20 years experience like someone else does. So generally, when you're looking for what you've done, you know, the proof, of course, the longer you've been in something and the more proof that there is, I've helped tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs. I've written 15 books. I've sold hundreds of thousands of copies. I've had millions of downloads. I've got millions of subscribers, and you can't take that away from me. And that is there, and that does help with certainty. But even with all that, if I have a bad day, that can rock. And even without that, if I forget that, I can have a good day, you know, if things go well. So you can't rely on what you've done and your experience and proof, social proof, to have confidence because it's out of your control. You'll have a good day and a bad day, or you'll spend 5 or 10 years wanting to get to a certain level. I remember I used to think I wanted 50 properties. Then we were at 50 and I'm like, that's nothing. People have got 100, I want 100. And then that's nothing, I want 500. And then that's nothing, there's people with 5,000. There's always someone with more properties. There's always someone with more cars. There's always someone with more money. There's always someone who's better in the art, you know, that you're trying to, you know, master. So confidence cannot come externally. It will be aided by, but it cannot come from that. It has to come from where what you become aware of. So I know every single one of you watching this right now. Thank you for all the kind comments, by the way. I know you've mastered something. I know you care about people. I know you want to add value. I know that you can and want to solve problems. I know you know things more than anyone else. I know you've done things in your life that makes you who you are. And if you put your awareness on those, this is what I've done, this is who I am, this is what I've done, this is who I am, and you focus your awareness on that, you become certain of that because it's in your awareness. And then that certainty creates confidence. But if you allow yourself to go over here and go, this is where I'm failing, this is where they're criticizing me, this is where I don't believe in myself, this is what I've not done, this is how I'm comparing myself to everyone else who's bigger, better, and more. That becomes your awareness. That pulls the only thing that's certain then is your uncertainty. And then that uncertainty leads to a lack of confidence. So confidence isn't confidence, it's certainty. And certainty is awareness. Change your awareness, create certainty, you create confidence. That's my theory anyway. And I hope that helps you. I want you to know if you're having a bad day, tomorrow can be a good one. I want you to know that if your awareness is in what you lack, your awareness tomorrow can be in what you have. Gratitude is a great way to create a positive awareness. Be grateful for all the things you've done. You know, if I actually sit down and think about all the things I've achieved in my life, there's quite a lot of things there. I'm not going to list them out because I don't want to make it about me. But I often don't give myself credit for the things that I've done in my life. And I don't remember them when I'm struggling. Also, if you are uncertain about who you are, what you will do is you will start to believe the things that other people say about you. So I've had it a bit this week. I'm cool with it, by the way, but thank you for the comments. But I've had it a bit this week where there's some people I know that are going through their own shit. And so, you know, they're going through this sort of washing machine of emotions. And there's a few of these out there, by the way. And so what they're doing is they're projecting out these kind of people are like this, of which I want one of them, or even, you know, they're actually sort of referring to me. And I've started to think, am I that? And it starts to chip away at who you think you are. When in reality, I know I'm not that. I know all the things I've done. I know who I am. I know the things that they're accusing me of is not me. And I know in reverse all the things that I've done. Like if I get a guru basher or a critic come and troll who I am and what I say, and how many thousands of people have they helped? I have helped hundreds of thousands of people. I know how many people a day I help on WhatsApp. I know how many live feed videos I do a day. I know how many one-to-one calls I did. I did 34 one-to-one 15-minute calls on the weekend. I know that. And nothing that anyone says can change that. So if I'm my awareness is what I've done and what I've given, that gives me certainty, and certainty gives me confidence. If my awareness is on what someone says about me that doesn't even know me and is judging me and is... Often when people say things about you, they're going through their own shit. And then you allow that to transmute and reduce your certainty. Well, that just means you're not certain enough about who you are. And like I said, it's like a graphic equalizer. It comes and it goes and it ebbs and it flows. When it comes to business and entrepreneurship, I'm a very certain person. And 99.9% of the time, nothing can rock me. Occasionally, you get blindsided by viruses or, you know, just something really comes out of the blue and it does, you know, just it does get you to question. But by the way, occasionally questioning you and who you are and what you do, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But in other areas of my life, you know, I was really overweight growing up. I was definitely outside of the popular crowd. I didn't feel noticed, valued, loved, admired, respected. I was always picked last for sport. I was waited last to go in the showers because I didn't want anyone to see me because you used to shower together back then. I always used to hide myself up like that because of those tiny little swimming trunks that they made you wear. Remember those blue Speedos? Oh, my God, they should be illegal. And so there's still this part of it, my therapist calls it the child me, who that is sometimes susceptible to how others can perceive you. And I've worked hard on that over the years, done a lot of personal development. I've created a much thicker skin, and 95% of the time, I'm pretty certain who I am. But when you wobble and you're a bit uncertain on who you are, other people's projection of who they believe you to be, which is not you, can exaggerate that uncertainty. So get certain and get aware and you get confident. That's my short video. I hope you found it useful. Something a bit different. I think there's a lot of myths around confidence. And confidence is not just what you've done, it's who you are. Remember, who you are is good enough. And remember, what you've done, there is way more things that you've done than that you think you've done. You can transmute confidence or certainty in other areas of your life into your new areas. If you're trying to set up a business, what confidence have you got in your personal life, your private life, your social and hobby life? And that can be transmuted across. Because remember, certainty is just awareness. It is what you are aware of. And if you're aware of who you are and what you've done, you are certain about that. And therefore that certainty, exude that certainty, and then that can leak out positively into other areas of your life. Conversely, if you're aware of everything you lack and what they say about you and you take that on, even though it's not true and they don't know you and they're going through pain themselves, that can then reduce your certainty about yourself because you were already thinking that anyway. Remember, no one can convince you anything about yourself that you don't already believe about yourself. And then that reduces your certainty, and then that changes your awareness, and then that reduces your confidence. I believe in you all. I love you all. I've had a lot of kind comments about this video. So those of you that have liked it, please, would you mind sharing? Because I think that this needs to be shared a lot more. I think that, you know, there's a lot of people out there struggling. And in the world we're in now, where it's quite divided, and there's a bit of a revolution going on. And everyone's getting accused of everything and everything. And people who aren't racist are being called racist. And people who don't comment on Black Lives Matter are getting criticized for not commenting on it. And people who do are getting criticized for doing it. You know, it's quite a confusing world we're in right now. We need more certainty. It's absolutely a fact. We need more certainty. So if you could share this around, I think it would be useful for other people. The more certain you are, the more you can do good in the world, the higher your own self-worth. I wrote a book called I'm Worth More. And really, if you think about it, what self-worth is certainty of who you are. You know who you are. And I know that there's 95% of the time when people say things about me, I go, well, that's your opinion, but you don't know me. I know who I am and you're wrong. Thanks for the feedback, but fuck off. But it's when you just start to doubt yourself and your own certainty, then the cracks can appear. And then you can take on meanings that aren't you. Remember, these meanings we put on ourselves, you know, imposter syndrome, I'm not confident, I have low self-worth, I'm not good enough. Remember, these labels, if we put them on ourselves enough, we become certain about those labels and then we manifest it. But in reality, you can be uncertain today and certain tomorrow. You can have a bad day today and a good day tomorrow. So one of the most important things I think to remember is whatever you're going through, it doesn't last. And don't label what you're going through today as who you are. It's just what's happening today or what's happening this minute or what's happening this hour. And it can change very quickly. What you do is not who you are. Who you are is way bigger than that. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Please, could you share this? Like I said, there seems to be lots of good comments about this video. I've just got a bit of peace in my daughter's playroom, as you can see there. So thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.